catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Anthony Montalto, and this is The Point from WUFT News. After the Gainesville City Commission's controversial August decision to require all city employees be vaccinated against COVID-19, some city employees are fighting back with a lawsuit. The Point's Malia Lydon spoke with WUFT reporter Isabella Leandri, whose latest story introduces us to some of the plaintiffs.
How did you get started working on this story?
In all of the articles that I read, they were all just more so informational about the lawsuit because they came out on August 26th, which is when the first complaint in the lawsuit was actually filed against the city of Gainesville. I wanted to get more of an opinion from the employees who are really behind this. And I was able to talk to an employee. I was also able to talk to two city commissioners because I really wanted to get one side of who voted for the mandate and one who didn't. I was also able to talk to the attorney, but I really just wanted to get more of the opinions of the people involved rather than just the information of the lawsuit itself in my article.
And can you tell me a little bit about the differing perspectives you heard?
So I was able to talk to Commissioner Adrian Hayes Santos. He voted for the vaccine mandate. And he actually said he voted for it because he just believes that Gainesville's vaccination rate needs to rise considerably. And upon doing some research, data from NewYorkDatabases.com actually says that as of early September, 56.5% of Alachua County's population is vaccinated. So I just thought that was an interesting piece of information because Commissioner Hayes Santos does believe that our vaccination rate needs to rise. And I also spoke with Commissioner Harvey Ward, who he voted against the mandate. And I wanted to figure out why he would vote against it because the vote was 4-3. And he basically said that he does encourage getting vaccinated, but that he just didn't believe that the city was prepared and that they had not done the necessary logistical work up front in order to impose the mandate so quickly, which I thought was very interesting.
And is there anything interesting you discovered that just didn't make the cut in your story?
Well, there's a lot. I don't know if you probably didn't read the complaint. There's just a lot of information in the lawsuit itself. But I did speak with Jeff Childers, who is the lead attorney on the case. And he went a little bit more in depth on the position that him and the plaintiffs are taking in the lawsuit, which I thought was very interesting. Basically, the lawsuit is saying that the vaccine mandate goes against Florida's statewide ban on vaccination passports, which is basically saying that government agencies cannot require citizens to show proof of vaccination in order to enter facilities, but as well that the mandate violates the Florida Constitution's right to privacy and bodily autonomy.
And is there anything you learned that surprised or stood out to you?
What really surprised me, and I was very glad that I got to speak with an actual employee, I got to speak to Austin Bush. He's a firefighter and EMT for Gainesville Fire Rescue. And he really said that him and his fellow coworkers were just very blindsided by this vaccine mandate. And they felt that the city and the commissioners just hadn't really talked to them about it. And I was interested because I did ask him, I said, are you personally vaccinated? And he was like, I'm not, but he's not against getting vaccinated. He just wished he could have discussed it further with his family before going on and getting it. But he did say that he is not in a position to lose his job. So he would go ahead and get vaccinated if it comes to that and the lawsuit does not succeed in favor of the employees.
And what would you say is the significance or biggest takeaway of this story?
It's just very interesting that there's 200 plus employees signed on to this, and they're all city employees. Basically, they all have a very important job to the city of Gainesville. So I did really think this story is very important because if there isn't a compromise negotiated and all of these employees decide they are not going to get vaccinated, well, I guess we will see as citizens of Gainesville how this is going to turn out for the rest of the city because they're firefighters, police officers, utility workers. They're all very essential to the city's running. So I did think it was a very important story to tell, because can we afford to lose that many workers? I'm not sure. But the commissioners did think that, they did assure me that Gainesville would continue to run. So I thought that was good information to have. And I just really wanted to speak to these employees and see what they had to say about it.
That was The Point's Malia Lydon talking with WUFT reporter Isabella Leandri about a lawsuit Gainesville City employees are bringing against the city's vaccine mandate. The first hearing for the lawsuit is September 20th. Now let's get into some top headlines. New data from the CDC shows the number of COVID cases in Florida rose by 23,930 over the weekend, but according to WUSF, no new deaths were reported. That number still stands at 49,251. Hospitalizations are declining. 11,547 COVID patients were in Florida hospitals as of Monday. The state reports just over 2,800 in intensive care, about 42% of ICU beds. The Surfside Commission rejected a proposal to build a memorial by trading public land to the eventual buyer of the property. According to the Miami Herald, at a packed meeting Tuesday, commissioners heard an hour of public comment before telling families they would not tear down the community center and build a new one at the collapsed site. The town's mayor, Charles Burkett, was the only supporter of the plan. He asked families not to give up hope. Good news for any kids in school who aren't the biggest fans of tests. Governor Ron DeSantis announced Tuesday he plans to end the Florida Standards Assessment. According to News 4 Jax, DeSantis plans to work with the legislature to drop the current standardized testing practices. He wants to replace them with assessments taken throughout the year to gauge students' progress. The governor's office says testing time would be reduced by an average of 75%. The Florida Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, applauded the decision. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. It's just a click away. I'm Anthony Montalto, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great one.